Well, there's a new subway campaign in New York making international headlines. Under the headline, Courtesy Counts, Manners Make a Better Ride, the ads depict bad subway etiquette, like clipping your nails or primping your hair on the train. And then there's one that targets men that reads, "Dude, stop the spread. Please, it's a space issue." And it looks something like this.
Yeah, and it shows a a stick figure sitting on a seat, essentially with legs spread a little wider than they should be, taking up more than one seat.
That was Kevin Ortiz, spokesperson for the New York Metropolitan Transportation Authority. The Dude Stop the Spread ads aim to combat what has been coined manspreading, man taking up too much seat space by sitting with their legs spread far apart. It's caused quite a media and online conversation about gender and public space, and has transit riders in other cities, including Toronto, debating whether manspreading is an issue beyond New York. Gabrielle Moss is a New Yorker and a writer for Bustle.com. She wrote an article for the publication titled, "Why Do Guys Spread Their Legs When Sitting on the Subway? My Weekend of Sitting Like a Man." She joins me now in a studio in New York. Hello.
Hey.
Thank you so much for talking to me today.
Oh, thank you for having me.
And you know what? Ever since reading the article, it's something that I've been very cognizant of and looking out for. But before we get to the article, what were your initial thoughts on the New York subway campaign and its inclusion of manspreading?
I think it's fantastic, especially because I think a few months ago the MTA had said when this manspreading thing first started rolling, they had said that they would not be putting any signs up or doing any kind of campaign. So the fact that this campaign is coming up says to me that, this is a problem that so many people believe is real. And I'm really excited that the MTA has our back in this.
Well, you're a New Yorker who I imagine takes the public transit kind of commonly. How often is this an issue?
It's a pretty common issue. Mm-hmm. I took a train and a bus to get to the studio here, and I saw at least one manspreader out of 50 guys. So, multiply that by however many subway rides you take commuting in a lifetime, and it's a lot.
Well, this particular aspect of the campaign made international headlines and caused quite a conversation online, including here in Canada. Why do you think it's such a hot button issue for people?
It's a hot button issue for people, I think, because of
men. We can substitute men in.
I think it's a hot button issue for men because they feel like they're being targeted specifically. I hear men say a lot of things like women take up space too. Mm-hmm. With bags and backpacks. But the MTA campaign does also target those behaviors, mm-hmm. all the different space hogging behaviors. Mm-hmm. But I think manspreading is a male-specific behavior. If we saw women going around sitting like that, I wouldn't have had an article. I wouldn't be on this radio show,
Mm-hmm. There are several Tumblr feeds that document manspreading, and even some of them including pictures of both men and women, as you mentioned, taking up seat space with their bags and such.
Yeah.
Is it possible that men are being unfairly targeted, as some critics have pointed out, as the ones who take up too much public space, as some men's groups are arguing as well?
I don't think so, because I do think the MTA campaign does address, I think women take up space usually by spreading out their belongings. And there are ads targeting that, targeting, take off your backpack, don't take up a seat with all your bags. But manspreading is a male-specific behavior, and if I think something more generic, like a sign that just said, "Hey, everybody, take up less space and be more courteous," would be less effective. Mm-hmm. I think the specificity is what gives it power, because you can, if you see someone manspreading, you can point to it and say, "Hey, buddy, that's you. Don't do that."
It has a name now.
Yeah.
Another popular critique of the campaign is that it doesn't consider anatomical reasons for many men sitting with their legs far apart. Here's Jeff Stone from the Canadian Association of Equality, a MRA or Men's Rights Association.
There's a biological, not necessarily a social explanation. There's also biological explanations, such as the different sizes of male and female hips, which makes it easier for women to close their legs than for men, as well as the fact that men have testicles between their legs, which are very sensitive, and there's a risk they can be squished every now and then, and it's very painful. And we learn through experience not to do that.
That was Jeff Stone of the Canadian Association for Equality. Gabrielle, what are your thoughts on that explanation for why men might spread more often than women? that it's a physical thing. That does it hold up for you?
No, I've received a lot of emails to that effect since I published that article, and I think if you're, you know, working with equipment so large that it requires its own seat, you know, show me a doctor's note and I'll give you a pass. But, you know, if you look around any subway car, you'll see one man manspreading and 50 men sitting reasonably who don't appear to be in physical agony from sitting with their legs a little closer. You know, we're not asking men to sit with their legs crossed or their knees clenched together. We're not asking anyone to sit that way. We're just saying, be more mindful of the way the space is shared, because I think the issue with manspreading is that it's taking your own comfort at other people's expense in a very thoughtless way.
Well, you wrote the piece about your experiment with manspreading on public transit for The Weeknd, and you've mentioned some of the reaction you've received since then, but what was the experience like for you in the time? What was the reaction you got?
The reaction I got, you know, when I started doing it, the first few times I was incredibly nervous, I thought, you know, people would tell me to move over or pick a fight with me, but people almost immediately just started working around me. I got, you know, a few stink eyes and, you know, one woman yelled at me. But for the most part, you know, if I would spread out across 1.5 seats and that half seat was the only one left in the car, someone would just squish themselves up to sit on that half seat. So it sort of taught me that anyone could do this kind of behavior and get away with it. But the fact that we only see men doing it is what makes it a gender issue to me.
So was that your takeaway from the experience, I guess? Or did you glean any other insights on gender and manspreading from the experiment?
I mean, that was my big sort of takeaway, that I feel like male privilege is the thing that gives you, that would give one the fuel to go around sitting like that and being oblivious in the first place. I had to work to get oblivious enough to sit like that. But I think plenty of people are going into that situation already oblivious. And I do think being raised with male privilege is
Well, you bring up male privilege. Sorry, not to cut you off. And that leads right into the next point. There seems to be a focus now on the behavior of dominant groups. There's terms like mansplaining, man-terrupting, as I did 2 minutes ago, or 2 seconds ago, I should say, and now manspreading becoming mainstream. And even with discussions of white privilege and male privilege also becoming more common, what's your take on this shift? Why are we seeing more of this more often these days?
I think it has a lot to do with social media. I think, you know, stuff like Twitter and Tumblr lets people whose voices aren't traditionally considered important by traditional media talk about issues that aren't considered important by traditional media and sort of gain critical mass and work together to really start a discussion about it that leaks over into the traditional media.
Well, thank you so much for getting up and talking to me, and I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. I promise I'm sitting nicely in the studio.
So I promise me too. I definitely, ever since reading the article, as I say, it's just, you know, I think it's just being courteous, you know, it's just something to think about, you know, obviously to carry with you. But I really appreciate your time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Bustle.com writer Gabrielle Moss. She